This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Remember, Sharon and I in Israel as you're watching this. So over the next couple of weeks, our daily schedule here may be a little intermittent. I'll do my best to keep these reports coming, but our schedule in Israel will be fluctuating from day to day. So we'll do our best, but no guarantees that we'll get 5 reports a day coming out. Also, details on Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, One World Rising, coming up after the break, and how you can save $10 on registration. Topic number 5 today, poking the bear. Isn't enough, apparently, that the United States, or rather I should say elements within the United States government, neocons and neo-libs, have provoked a proxy war between Russia and NATO in Ukraine. Now, apparently, we're going after Russia's southern border to stir things up as well. I'm talking about the country of Georgia, where people there protested against a foreign agent law last week. Riot police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse tens of thousands of protesters outside the parliament building in the capital city of Georgia, Tbilisi. This law was drafted by the ruling Georgian Dream Party. That's the name. It would have required media outlets and non-government organizations, NGOs, that receive 20% or more of their funding from foreign agents, foreign governments, foreign organizations, to register as foreign agents. And this would subject them to monitoring and possible sanctions by the government of Georgia. Now, given all the fuss here in the United States about Russia's influence on the election in 2016, you know, Trump only won because he was funded by Russia. That's the official narrative from the corporate media. You'd think that we here in the United States, that the United States government, the Democrats, who still will not let this go 7 years later, Hillary only lost because of Russian interference, you'd think that we would be sensitive, that they would be sensitive to other nations feeling the same way about foreign interference in their domestic affairs. I mean, the United States has had a law on the books since 1938 requiring agents of foreign principals to register as foreign agents with the government. It's called FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. But if you thought that we might be sensitive to the Georgian government being influenced by outside countries, you would be wrong. Samantha Power, the head of USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, took to Twitter last week to express her concern over Georgia's proposed foreign agent law. She stated these laws pose a grave threat to Georgia's Euro-Atlantic future. See, USAID handles more than $500 million, about $27 billion in its budget, but about half of America's foreign aid flows through USAID. Foreign governments have long accused USAID of being a front for the CIA, and there's some evidence that that isn't exactly wrong. In fact, the Office of Transition Initiatives inside USAID, Office of Transition Initiatives, describes its mission, and I'm quoting now from the website, as working on the ground to provide fast, flexible, short-term assistance targeted at key political transition and stabilization needs, end quote. Which is government speak by saying USAID basically sends money to other countries to change governments that aren't playing ball with Washington, D.C. So you can see why the head of USAID would object to Georgia wanting foreign agents to register inside the country when the foreign agent in that country is the United States or backed by the United States. Then laws limiting the actions of those agents are bad, bad, very bad. Not surprisingly, Georgia's ruling party has now announced it will withdraw that law. And I would watch very closely for a second front in the ongoing proxy war between Russia and the West opening on Russia's southern border. Topic number 4, Pope Francis. There are some rumors going around Italy and Rome that Pope Francis may resign at some point. And now Pope Francis saying that he may, in fact, step down if he becomes too tired to continue in the role. He was asked by Italian media last week what would lead him to resign. The 86-year-old Pope said, a fatigue that makes you see things not clearly, a lack of clarity when it comes to knowing how to assess situations, end quote. He's been using a wheelchair lately because of a knee injury, but at age 86, you don't heal as quickly as you used to. Last month, the Pope said that papal resignations only happen in exceptional circumstances and quitting is not on his agenda. But again, we've been kind of watching the press that covers the Vatican, and there are rumblings of conspiracies inside the Vatican that are working to maneuver the Pope out of office. He's not making many people happy. The liberals inside the Vatican want him to move faster. The conservative, the old guard, really, really distressed at his progressive policies. Topic number three, another win for the patriarchy. Last week, the Biden administration gave an award to a person they call one of the most courageous women of the year. But according to the Biden administration, it's actually a dude from Argentina. First Lady Jill Biden, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, presented an International Women of Courage Award last week to Alba Rueda, who is an Argentinian man. He says he's a woman, but I'm sorry, if you got an X and a Y, you're a dude. Rueda currently serves as Argentina's Special Envoy for Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Trade, and Worship. It's odd. It's Foreign Affairs, International Trade, and Worship. Okay, well, needless to say, real women on social media were not amused. But on behalf of the international patriarchy, I say, well done, White House. Well done. Topic number two, biocomputing. The major obstacle thus far in developing brain-like artificial intelligences, biocomputers, or computers rather, is that researchers, scientists, really don't know how the human brain works. Artificial intelligence researchers will admit this. They say that, okay, look, these neural links, these neural networks are essentially black boxes. We don't really know what happens inside them. We do good engineering, but it's lousy science. If we don't like the output, we change the input and throw it in there and see what happens. But they call them black boxes because that's what they are. They really don't, from a spiritual standpoint, that's a little disturbing, actually. Well, scientists are asking, why don't we sidestep the conundrum? Since we don't know how the human brain works and we can't make a machine to emulate something that we don't really understand, why not just use neural tissue directly as a biocomputer? A team from Johns Hopkins University laid out a blueprint, rather bold, for a new field of computing called organoid intelligence, or OI. Organoid intelligence. I'm not talking about using living human brain tissue. Brain organoids would be surrogates. These are little mini brains, pea-sized nuggets of neural tissue grown in a lab. They resemble fetal human brains in their gene expression, the range of brain cells, and organization. Their neural circuits work spontaneously, ripple with brain waves. They can even detect light and control muscle movement. So in a sense, brain organoids are highly developed processors that, to a limited degree, actually emulate the human brain. So theoretically, different types of mini brains could be hooked up to digital sensors and output devices, not unlike brain-machine interfaces, but as circuits outside the body. In the long term, you might even connect them to one another to create a super biocomputer. And this is how it will begin. Because I believe if you start down this road, saying, okay, this is an acceptable use of human neural tissue grown in a lab, at some point someone will say, well, gee, why are we growing pea-sized organoids in the lab where we've got, 42 million actual fetal brains being destroyed every year in abortion? Why not harvest those and put those to good use instead of just incinerating them as biological waste? What? That's how it will start. Because then the next question is, well, why do we limit ourselves to fetal brains? Why not, children born with severe defects, hook them up and just, that's how the Matrix will be. Maybe I'm taking this too far, but you better believe that if I can think of this, certainly there are people sitting in other places around the world without a biblical worldview or the view that human life is sacred because we are created as God's image bearers who are thinking of this too. Coming up. Yesterday we talked about dogs, today cats. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomena.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, yesterday a nice dog story, today equal time for a cat. Cats, as you may know if you are a cat owner, don't usually take no for an answer, at least not very well. This on the screen is Coco. Coco was adopted by his owners 2 years ago, and since then he's trained his family to accommodate his hobbies, which includes opening cabinets, sleeping in them, getting his own food out of the cabinets, shredding paper towels when he is bored, as you can see in the photo there. To keep tabs on Coco when he's off at work, his owners found it necessary to set up a camera on a high shelf overlooking the kitchen. Well, it didn't take Coco long to learn of this new device. Owners are gone. Time to climb into the cabinet. Well, the owner, a husband, checked the camera, saw Coco opening the cabinet door, got on the microphone on his computer and said, Coco, what are you doing? What are you doing, sir? Coco's response, as you can see from the security footage, was to climb the cabinet and knock the camera down. This is the difference between dogs and cats. There's a reason for the phrase, like herding cats. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, coming to you April 21st. That's when all the video presentations will be released. This is a virtual conference, so essentially in the comfort of your own home, you control the schedule. Start and stop, you need a break, you need to, you know, snack, whatever. You can stop the presentation, not miss a thing, and you set the schedule. This, the theme of the conference, One World Rising. Speakers like Tom Horn, Carl Gallops, Ryan Peterson, Dr. Judd Burton, Josh Peck, Vicky Joy Anderson, yours truly, and many others. You'll find the complete list at defenderconference.com. That's the website. And through April 1st, save $10 by using the promo code EARLYBIRD23. EARLYBIRD23, all one word, when you check out. That will knock $10 off the registration. Not only do you get all of the presentations, but you get access to all six Skywatch Films documentaries. So, hours, dozens of hours of content and available to you coming up in just about 6 weeks. But take advantage of the next few weeks to save $10 on registration. Again, defenderconference.com. Skywatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, and we always want to send a thank you. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send you this month, during the month of March, for your gift of any amount, the book by Dr. Ken Johnson, Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes. Fascinating research, a valuable addition to your reference library, and again, you essentially name the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount, we'll send you a copy of Ken Johnson's book. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button. You can call us at 844-750-4985. That's toll-free, by the way. Or log on to skywatchtvstore.com and follow the link there. Speaking of Vicky Joy Anderson, she is featured this week on our broadcast program. She and L.A. Marzulli are guests as they talk about the connections between the UFO phenomenon and the alien abduction phenomenon. Alien abduction phenomenon, and sleep paralysis, night terrors. There is a supernatural, a spiritual cause for these, and it is worth knowing how you can make these stop. All of us have experienced sleep paralysis at least once, and her book, They Only Come Out at Night, is well-researched, very well-written, and some really good practical advice for making them stop. Don't miss these programs. They're all at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can watch it now at our channels on Roku, or rather Rumble and YouTube, or Roku and Apple TV. I got to remember which way I'm pointing here. And you could also add the Skywatch TV mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, which not only brings you all of our video content, including these daily news updates, the women's program, Simply His, and more news updates three times a week, calendar of upcoming events, and much more, all in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. And we have links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. Coming to you next time from Israel, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.